Old School 100.3, Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson, and joining me is one of my longtime industry girlfriends who is just a remarkable writer who has been with the Philadelphia Tribune forever. How long, Kimberly Roberts, have you been writing with the Philadelphia Tribune?
15 years.
13?
15.
It seems longer. Welcome to Soulful Sunday, Kim Roberts. How
you
doing?
And happy holiday to you.
And to you as well. You have an exciting new project that I can't wait to devour. It's called Joyride, and it is the history of the Uptown Theater. Okay, let me give the correct title.
Okay.
Joyride, the stars and stories of Philly's famous Uptown Theater.
That's right.
Okay, what is this book about?
Okay, it is a history, but it's also the inside, behind-the-scenes story of what was going on in that theater when we were standing in line waiting to get in, and also what was going on while we were sitting in the seats actually watching the show.
Which makes it more the reason to read.
As told by the people who actually lived it, like the I have 12 Rock and Roll Hall of Famers who contributed, as well as countless Grammy nominees and Grammy winners and platinum record holders. So it's like I really get all up in there, Deanna.
So and I know you've been working on this book forever, Kim. How long?
I started working on it. Well, actually, I didn't know it was going to be a book, but I started researching and writing about the Uptown in 1998 when I first interviewed Georgie Woods for a Black Music Month story on the Uptown. And it just built from there. Every time somebody would come through town or I'd do an interview with, like, Smokey Robinson or Mavis Staples or something, I would ask them, I saw you at the Uptown. What was it like at the Uptown? And they would tell me this great story, you know. So I have my shoebox full of tapes that my coworkers laugh at me about. And I just kind of like, you know, started writing, I said, well, this is a book. And I met Earl Young, who, of course, was the one of the house drummers in the Sam Reed Orchestra. And he was really giving me the inside story. So it just kind of built on it from there.
Well, it's an exciting project because it has so much history.
Yes.
And for folks who do not remember the Uptown Theater because they may be too young, it was equivalent to the Apollo Theater.
Right.
So Washington, D.C. had the Howard Theater. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what Baltimore had.
They had the Regal.
The Regal, that's right. Regal in Baltimore.
The
Uptown
Fox
in
Detroit.
Philly, and the Fox
in
Atlanta.
Detroit.
Correct?
Yes.
And
so it was like the Chitlin's. It was called called the Chitlin Circuit that was a national network of theaters where Black folks could play when they couldn't play anywhere else, like the Schubert and the Forest here in Philadelphia. It was kind of a home for Black audiences and for Black entertainers when there was nowhere else that they could go.
And we must mention that you also interview Bootsy Collins.
Yes.
Eddie Levert, Walter Williams from the OJs, Otis Williams, the founder of the Temptations. You mentioned Mavis Staples, but also Little Anthony.
Yes. All three of my LaBelle girls, Patty, Nona, and Sarah.
Patty and Sarah and Nona, also
Barbara
known
Mason.
As LaBelle. And Marlon Jackson from the Jackson 5, who played there.
They performed at the Uptown even before they had a record deal.
They were on the
road with Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, and he was kind of like grooming them, but they didn't even have a record deal yet. They sang Who's Loving You before they even recorded it, you know.
Nice.
And so we tell the story of how they, you know, kind of unseated the Five Stair Steps, who were like the first family of R&B at that time. But they kind of like stole their thunder a little bit when they played at the Uptown. So there's a whole lot of inside stories about what was going on, like little romances that sprang up backstage. And it's the inside, absolutely the inside story. We have some reminiscences of Butterball, quite a bit of stories from Mr. Gamble, who, you know, essentially said that the Sound of Philadelphia was born at the Uptown Theater. He would hang out and hide behind the curtain with the rest of us, trying to keep from getting kicked out. And Georgie Woods and Jimmy Bishop kind of took him under their wing and allowed him to learn the business with them.
So congratulations, Kimberly. One more time, the event Thursday, the book party is where?
Thursday, May 30th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Philadelphia Cleft Club of Jazz, located at Broad and Fitzwater.
Excellent. Congratulations, Kimberly Roberts.
Thanks a lot,
we celebrate
Deanna.
You. You're so very welcome. We are Old School 100.3.